There are many legendary stories about St. Benedict of Nursa. And one of my favorites is the one about the encounter of Benedict with his twin sister, St. Scholastica, one stormy night. As the story goes, St. Scholastica had actually wanted to become a monk in Benedict's community, but his community were only for men. So she established a women's order nearby, right there in Subiaco. And so one day, Benedict, with some of his brothers, traveled to see Scholastica and visit her. And they got into the evening, and it was a good visit, but then Benedict got up to leave with his brothers because they had to get back to the monastery before sundown in order to pray Vespers. And Scholastica pleaded with him not to leave and to stay longer. And he actually looked at her and said, "How dare you tempt me to break my rule of life?" And so Scholastica began praying to God. And at one point she began weeping. And then all of a sudden, rain began to fall. Scholastica would later say it was the tears of God mingling with her own. And it turned into a torrential downpour that lasted through the whole night, therefore disallowing Benedict and his brothers to leave because it was too treacherous of a journey in the torrential rainstorm. And so Benedict spent the night with Scholastica, talking about the things of God and heaven and things divine. And there's one person that reports that the conversations became so filled with the Holy Spirit that they were levitating. So they went through the whole night talking, and then dawn arose and the storm ceased, and Benedict and his brothers went on their way back to their monastery. Scholastica would soon die after that encounter. And so I have a hunch that's why she was so interested in not letting Benedict go to have this one last conversation. But she did go to heaven to be with God. And then years later, when Benedict himself would die in his own chapel at his original monastery in Subiaco, he requested that he be buried in the same grave with his twin sister. And there they lie to this day in eternity. That is one of my favorite stories of Benedict and Scholastica, and especially, I think, has a ring to it because our community is a community of both men and women. But there, as I mentioned before, there are many legendary stories of the life of Benedict, a man who developed the monastic rule of life that has endured over 1,500 years and has been the primary source of inspiration for Western monasticism since it was first written. Our own rule of life at the Community of Divine Love is inspired by Benedict. Benedict's original rule contains 73 short chapters. And most of these directives concern the day-to-day details of monastic life in a 5th-century monastery, yet remain surprisingly relevant today in the 21st century. Benedict gives a great deal of attention to the importance of developing and cultivating humility. So much so that chapter 7 on humility contains 12 sections that outline the degrees of humility. It's the longest of any chapter in the rule. Other topics in the rule include stewardship, relationships, authority, community, balance, work, simplicity, prayers, and psychological development. And they offer us timeless spiritual direction. A simple rule for the beginner. That's how Benedict frames his way of spiritual life, as the ora et labora, Latin for to pray and work. The beauty of the rule lies in its simplicity and its approachability by anyone truly seeking a design for living that has spiritual intention. And the prologue of the prologue to the rule begins this way. Listen carefully, my children, to my instructions, and attend to them with the ear of your heart. This is advice given to you from one who loves you. Welcome it faithfully and put it into practice. The labor of obedience will bring you back to God, from whom you have drifted through the slough of disobedience. This message of mine is for you, then, if you are ready to give up your will once and for all. The prologue then ends with, therefore, we intend to establish a school for the Lord's service. In drawing up its regulations, we hope to set down nothing harsh, nothing burdensome. Benedict was also clearly influenced by Scripture. It's throughout the entire rule, his references. He anchors the teaching in each chapter of the rule with scriptural reference. And the prologue that I just read clearly echoes the verses we heard John, our brother, read today from the book of Proverbs when we heard these words. I think you'll see the echo with Benedict's prologue. My child, if you accept my words and treasure them within you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, you will indeed cry out for insight. If you seek it like silver and search for it as for a hidden treasures, then you will understand what it is like to be awed by God. I don't think it's too much of a stretch to think to assume that Benedict was reading Proverbs when he wrote the prologue. A loving father, a simple message, a design for living that gives high importance to community, humility, spiritual and personal growth, all offered in the framework of a simple rule for beginners. It's no wonder that Benedict's rule has endured throughout the ages. And it is a great honor and pleasure to be here with all of you today as we celebrate his feast day in the parish that bears the name of our Holy Father Benedict. Benedict developed his rule and established several monasteries during the fall of Rome in the early years of the Dark Ages. With wars, famines, and disease, it was a frightening time. 500 years later, the Black Plague would claim the lives of between 1 and 200 million people. The warring between European Christians and Muslims of the Arab world during the Crusades would claim their own death toll. And through it all, when the world seemed so unstable, frightening, dreadful, and hopeless, when people needed to somehow make sense of it all and reclaim stability in their lives, they turned to the Benedictine monasteries. These monastic communities offered a gift of stability, obedience to God, and hope for conversion of life. To this day, I still hear stories of people whose lives are uncertain and in need of a compass to guide them through choppy waters of life and ground them. And they tell how they, in our modern day time, have turned to the monasteries of our own time, just as it was in the Middle Ages. And this is why monastic communities and church communities such as this that offer monastic teaching and charism are so important in the world. We live in turbulent times. People are searching for answers to the chaos and confusion that is being brought on by war, vitriolic politics, unhinged violence, racism, and all forms of discrimination and oppression. The world needs spiritual communities that sit in the center of it all as a safe harbor, a healing place, and a prophetic witness. Saint Benedict's, this place is such a place. The commitment that you have to creating community, spiritual growth, inclusivity, and outreach such as the Abundant Shop and your dedication to social justice teaching and activism, all of this is the Ora et Labora, the prayer and work of this community of St. Benedict's. The world needs us now. It needs the example of the monastic life, the sharing of resources, simple living detached from addictive consumerism, mindful care of our fragile Mother Earth, and caring for the weak and most vulnerable among us. Benedict says that we are also to welcome all who come to us as Jesus himself. Let's do that. And the Opus Dei, the work of God, as we all gather in daily prayer for the world. This is the Benedictine way. The Benedictine rule of life, lived in monasteries throughout the world, and the spiritual and practical design for living adapted by communities such as this, inspired by it, can be a survival guide for those looking for a spiritual compass that can lead us not all just to safety, but lead us to a way of flourishing. Saint Benedict's here in Los Osos is such a place. And I thank God for you. We are all a community of divine love. And I'm not just talking about Sister Greta, Sister Lisa, and myself. I'm talking about all of us here today. All of us here today, we are together. We are all one community of God's divine love. Lord, by your grace, our Holy Father Benedict became a great teacher and inspiration to follow the monastic way of life. Give us hearts that yearn for you in this way. Grant that, if it is your will, we follow this simple rule for beginners, and lead us as one community in the school of your love through the doorway of your heart. We pray in the name of your Son, the poor one from Nazareth. Amen.